Our New Testament scripture reading this morning comes in from John chapter 2. Now, this is a familiar story for a lot of folks, especially when we do a wedding ceremony. We refer to this story where Jesus performed his first miracle at the wedding in Cana of Galilee. This was Jesus' first miracle. New Living Translation says this, verses 1 through 11. The next day, Jesus' mother was a guest at a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother spoke to him about the problem. They had no more wine. Red letter edition, Jesus said. Now, how does that concern you and me? You don't think about Jesus making a statement like that, but it would say, Mom, what's that got to do with us? My time has not yet come, he said. But his mother told the servants to do whatever he tells you. There were 6 stone water pots standing there. They were used for the Jewish ceremonial purposes and held 20 to 30 gallons each. Jesus told the servants, fill the jars with water. And when the jars had been filled to the brim, he said, now, dip out some and take it to the master of ceremonies. So they followed his instructions. And when the master of ceremony tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, of course, the servants knew. He called the bridegroom over. He said, usually a host served the best wine first. And then when everyone is full and don't care, he brings out the less expensive wine. In other words, you drink the good stuff first, and when you get a little tippy, it don't matter what you drink. It don't have to be as strong. Anyhow, he says, but you have kept the best until now. This miraculous sign of the Cana in Galilee was Jesus' first display of his glory, and his disciples believed in him. And verse 12 says, after the wedding, he went to Capernaum for a few days with his mothers, his brothers, and his disciples. And then, basically, he launched his ministry. And God add the blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious